The myth of the radical coder, why ideology and tech isn't as scary as it seems. In the digital age, programmers hold immense power. They write the code that powers our apps, shapes our social media feeds, and even influences how we think. With this power comes a fear. Are programmers, increasingly vocal about progressive or leftist ideals, becoming radicalized? Could they embed their ideologies into the software billions use daily, subtly manipulating society? And if humans naturally take the path of least resistance, why would idealistic systems, especially far-left ones, ever take hold in tech or beyond? Let's unpack the reality behind these concerns and why ideology grip on tech might be weaker than it appears. The communist coder stereotype. The notion that programmers are a hotbed of radical leftists often stems from online chatter. On platforms like X or Reddit, you'll find vocal developers railing against capitalism, corporate greed, or inequality. This has fueled stereotype of the communist coder, a program supposedly hell-bent on dismantling the system through code. But is this true? Not really. Data paints a different picture. Surveys like Stack Overflow's 2020 developer survey show most programmers lean progressive or liberal, not extremist. Pew Research 2018 estimates only about 1% of Americans identify with far-left ideologies like communism. And there's no evidence programmers are significantly different. The loud voices online are a minority amplified by algorithms that thrive on polarization. In reality, the programmers are a diverse bunch: progressive, libertarians, centrists, and conservatives all coexist in tech, from Silicon Valley startups to blockchain ventures. So why the perception? Programmers, often young and urban, work in environments steeped in progressive ideas. Tech hubs like San Francisco or Seattle, coupled with university education, expose them to critiques of capitalism, add in real frustrations, skyrocketing rents, crunch culture, or layoffs despite corporate billions. And it's no surprise some gravitate toward leftist reforms like unionizations or wealth taxes. But this is a far cry from hoisting the red flag. Most coders want better working conditions, not a classless utopia. Can programmers push their ideals through code? Still, the fear persists: programmers write the software we all use, so couldn't they sneak their ideologies into it? In theory, yes. A coder could tweak an algorithm to amplify progressive voices or design content, modernization tools that silence certain views. Studies like one from NYU in 2021 suggest social media algorithms can reflect their creators' biases, even unintentionally. Open source projects like privacy tools aimed at thwarting corporate surveillance sometimes carry an anti-capitalist bent. But the reality is less conspiratorial. Programmers don't work in a vacuum. Most are employed by corporations with strict oversight. Your average coder at Google or Meta can't rewrite algorithms without layers of review. Executives and product managers, often driven by profit over the politics, call the shots. Even if a rogue programmer tried to embed radical ideas, market forces would likely intervene. Users abandon platforms that feel too preachy or biased. Look at the backlash against perceived woke features in some apps. Coders know this and face pressure to keep products neutral to maximize reach. Tech teams also politically diverse. A progressive coder might be balanced by a libertarian or apolitical colleague, diluting any single agenda. And as users grow savvier, transparency is increasing. Open source code whistleblowers and platforms like X expose biases quickly, forcing companies to course correct or face public ire. Human nature and the path of least resistance. At the heart of this debate is a deeper truth. Humans, programmers included, tend to take the path of least resistance. This is why extreme ideology, leftist or otherwise, struggle to dominate tech or society. Radical change, like embedding a political agenda in code, takes effort. It means risking your job, evading corporate review, or fighting technical constraints, all for uncertain impact. Most coders, like anyone, prioritize career stability, personal projects, or just shipping functional code. Why jeopardize a six-figure salary for a subtle algorithm tweak that might not even work. The same human tendency undermines far-left systems like communism or heavy-handed socialism. History shows they often fail because they ignore the self-interest centralized planning, like in the Soviet Union, led to stagnation as people gamed the system or fled for better opportunities. Even milder policies like France's 75% super tax sparked capital flight when they clashed with human incentives. Programmers might flirt with idealistic reforms, but most aren't chasing failed experiments. They're after practical fixes with capitalism, like Nordic-style social safety nets that balance incentives with equity. Users also follow the path of least resistance. People gravitate toward platforms that feel intuitive or fun, not ideologically heavy. TikTok's neutral, addictive design trumps curated platforms for a reason. Even if a coder pushes an agenda, users often bypass or ignore it, limiting its reach. The bigger picture, no ideology should manipulate. The concern that programmers could manipulate society through code isn't just about leftism. It's about an ideology gaining unchecked influences, whether it's progressive biases in content moderation or libertarian crypto projects pushing deregulation. The risk is the same, tech shaping how we think without us noticing. This is why transparency and diversity in tech matter. Open source code lets anyone inspect what's under the hood. Diverse teams ensure no single worldview dominates. And an engaged public armed with platforms like X can call out manipulation fast. Programmers aren't a radicalized army waiting to rewrite society. They're a mix of idealistic pragmatists and everything in between, constrained by corporate structures, market forces, and their own human nature. The path of least resistance, both for coders and users, favor practical solutions over ideological crusades. If you're worried about manipulation, keep an eye on content moderation debates or open source projects. That's where influence shows up and where it's most likely to be caught. In conclusion, the fear of radical coders pushing leftist ideals is more meme than reality. Programmers have influence, but their ability to manipulate is checked by oversight, competition, and the simple fact that humans, themselves included, prefer the easy path. No ideology, left, right, or otherwise, should have free rein to shape our digital world. By staying vigilant and fostering open debate, we can ensure tech services us, not the other way around. Oh, dear Lord, I just jumped into this and didn't even say hi. Hello, everybody. It's holiday week. We're all with our friends and family enjoying, well, some of you are enjoying fireworks. Fireworks. I live in Maine, and not just anywhere in Maine, but no man's land, Maine. The only fireworks I'm allowed to enjoy are those little things you throw on the ground and make noise, and sparklers. But I digress. Let's move on. Hero to villain or villain to hero. Elon Musk has publicly opposed Trump's Big Beautiful Plan, pledging to support Representative Thomas Massey, and even form a new political party if the bill passes. In response, Trump has launched an investigation into Musk, which many view as politically motivated attack on a dissenting ally. This move echoes the tactics used against Trump by his opponents, revealing a troubling inconsistency on how political loyalty is enforced. Some defend the use of government power to silence opposition, just as they justified prosecuting Trump when he challenged Democrats. This hypocrisy, condemning such actions as evil when directed at one side, but excusing them when aimed at another, expose a deep cultural decay. The battle for our collective mindset has been won not by principled Americans, but by those who exploit division. If we cannot uphold the rule of law impartially, we risk becoming a society easily manipulated by our adversaries. This conflict lays bare how perilously close we are to cultural collapse, where morality, civility, and justice are sacrificed to persecute political foes. When we stop idolizing individuals to save us and recognize that we shape our own reality, unfortunately, too many prefer to be told what to think and whom to follow, dimming the prospects of a better future. An instant change in culture to end hero worship would require a seismic collective shock that forces widespread self-reflection and a rapid shift in values. While cultural change is typically gradual, certain extreme events or conditions could act as catalyst for near immediate transformation. Here's what would need to happen, grounded in realistic scenarios and human behavior. Catastrophic betrayal by a revered figure. A universally admired leader or icon, someone like a globally respected politician, celebrity, or tech mogul, would need to be exposed in an undeniable, erogenous act of betrayal that shatters trust. Imagine a figure like Elon Musk or a beloved humanitarian revealed to have orchestrated a massive, deliberate deception, faking a global crisis for personal gain. The scale of the scandal would need to be so profound that it discredits the very concept of idolizing individuals, forcing people to question their tendency to elevate heroes. Collective near-death experience, a global crisis such as a narrowly avoided extinction-level event, could jolt humanity into prioritizing survival and corporate over idolization. The shared vulnerability would shift the focus from worshiping individuals to valuing community resilience and collective action. Undeniable evidence of manipulation, a massive irrefutable leak with, think a global scale whistleblower event, exposing how governments, corporations, and media systemically manufacturing hero worship to control populations could spark instant disillusionment. If, for instance, the leaked documents revealed that most revered figures were deliberately propped up by algorithms and propaganda, public trust in heroes could collapse overnight. Technological or social paradigm shift, a sudden widespread adoption of technology or system that decentralizes influence, could disrupt hero worship. For example, if a new platform emerged that made it impossible for individuals to amass disproportionate fame, the culture scaffolding supporting hero worship could crumble. Alternatively, a grassroots movement rejecting centralized power amplified by a viral global campaign could achieve similar results. Moral awakening through shared ethical framework, a unifying, universally accepted ethical revelation, perhaps driven by a philosophical or spiritual movement, could reorient society toward valuing principles over people. This would require a charismatic yet self-effacing catalyst, ironic given the context, who rejects personal worship and promotes a framework that resonates across cultures like a modern secular equivalent of the Golden Rule, backed by undeniable moral clarity. I personally think that catastrophic betrayal is in the cards. If we really are a nation of God deems worthy of having, then dethroning the hero worship must happen. So this one had a poll for you to click on which one you thought would happen, or if none would happen, or it doesn't need to happen. I guess because I'm getting real tired of being called either a Trump tard or a tree hugger, I guess, to put it back in the day. Good Lord. It's really not much you can put to a leftist these days. You're either a Trump tard or a communist. But they never sit there and call you a centrist. You're a centrist. Well, that would be different. Could one of you call me a centrist? I want to be called a centrist today. I think I would get great pleasure from that. You guys have a good 4th of July. Talk to you next week.